Ah, what a fine day for a sail. Wouldn't you agree, First Mate Isaac Newton? The sun be out, the sky be clear, the black proton sails look to be trim and true today.
I would indeed agree, Captain Benjamin Franklin, sir. The only thing that could possibly make it better would be some wind. We've been in these doldrums for days.
Ho there, Captain!
Aye, Pythagoras?
Something just bumped up against the port bow. Looks like a bottle.
Captain, that could very well be an important plot device. I say we fish it out.
Arr, a wise idea. Scoop it up and bring it to me, Pythagoras, you son of a lab rat.
Aye, Captain.
Gather round, messmates. Pythagoras has found something.
Looks to be a brown glass bottle of some kind.
Perhaps it is a reagent bottle, no?
Dar, perhaps it be, Mary Curie, me bonny lass.
What does the label say, Captain?
Why, it reads CaCO3. Calcium carbonate, by the looks of it. But looky here, me arties. Tis an elaborate piratical ruse. The label comes off to reveal... Yahar! Tis a treasure map!
How very cunningly disguised.
Let me just extract the map. Yar! Hellfire and damnation! Tis written in binary! Someone call up Stephen Hawking from the galley!
You rang, Captain.
Aye, cabin boy Stephen Hawking. We'll be needing your computerized brains to make sense of this here treasure map.
I was training black holes to fight one another in the galley, but I guess it can wait. Let me take a look at that map.
Beep beep boop beep 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 boop beep 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 boop beep beep boop boop beep beep boop beep beep boop boop.
Are you quite done yet?
No.
Beep boop boop beep boop beep boop 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 beep beep boop boop beep.
Well, Stephen Hawking, what does it say?
It said that this map will take us to the fabled treasure of... the Theory of Everything.
The Theory of Everything? It can't be!
I have read about it in books and stories, but I never knew it to be factual.
Well now, what's all this commotion in hullabaloo?
We have found a treasure map, Charles Darwin.
So it did seem, Miss Mary Curie. If I may say so, how radiant you look today.
That's radium.
Forgive my misspeak, but whatever it is, it makes you positively glow.
Oh, you chowder.
But, Captain, do you really think we can find this treasure?
Think. I know it, you son of a bilge beagle. This be the finest crew of scientists that e'er sailed the seven seas. Gentlemen, lady, let's set a course for treasure!
Yeah! Hooray!
Look, Captain, the wind's picking up.
Onward, everyone! Onward! To science!
First Mate Newton's log, July the 2.3 × 10⁻¹. It has been 2 weeks since we began our search for the Theory of Everything, and it looks like we may be getting closer. Soon, I think. We're under attack! I'd better get above decks! What's going on, Captain Franklin?
Why, it looks like we've had a warning shot fired across our bow.
Who is it, sir?
Yeah, 'tis Noah's bark! Those pesky theologians are after the treasure too, I'll wager. Helmsman Curie, bring us about for a broadside.
Aye aye, mon capitaine.
I must speak with the gunners. Da Vinci, Einstein, are we prepared for combat? Ah, mein lieber, we are, sir. Our newest weapon, the Heisenberg cannon, is loaded, ready to fire. Dear, Heisenberg cannon? How do it be working? Then, you can know where the cannonball is in the air, or you can know its velocity, but you can't know both at the same time.
Yes, and if you look at the cannonball in flight, it changes direction.
Da Vinci, that doesn't sound like a good weapon at all.
Yes, but I look at the filigree I inscribed on the barrel.
Well, that do look quite appealing. Very well. Fire the cannon, and nobody look at it. Well, it sounds like we missed. Everyone open your eyes.
The other ship. She is coming alongside us.
Never fear, crew. I'll deal with those religious ruffians. Avast, ye theological thugs. What be ye wanting?
We want the mad Benjamin Franklin, and if you shouldn't want trouble, you'll give it to us peaceably.
Ha! Slim chance of that, Noah. We'll never give ye the map.
Really? I feel in time you'll come around to the most logical solution.
Ye stay out of this, Thomas Aquinas. No matter what ye say, we shan't give ye the map.
If you won't give us the map nicely, we'll be forced to destroy you.
And ye, Caliph Harun al-Rashid, I'm afraid I'm not seeing any appeal in your phraseology. Open fire, and then run away. Activate the lightning turbine. We've got to outmaneuver them.
What an excellent idea, Captain Franklin, to have constructed a secondary propulsion system that runs on lightning.
Why, thank you, First Mate Isaac Newton. All sails, lads. Let's leave them behind and head for the treasure.
Well, it would appear, sir, that Noah's bark is far behind us. We are well out of view.
And look, there's the island on the map. Let's go ashore and find that treasure.
Now, the map says we have to walk 30 paces through the copse of broken palm trees, then another 12 paces over the burbling stream of lye, then 14 paces up the flaming slag pits, and then we just dig it up.
Sounds easy enough, Captain. Alley-oop, as they say.
Yarr, that wasn't so bad. Did we lose anyone?
No, sir, if you don't count L. Ron Hubbard, but he's not really a scientist.
By the powers, lad, that's hardly a loss at all. Let's dig up the treasure. It looks as though this X marks the spot.
I'm not sure if it does, Captain.
What do you mean, Pythagoras?
I think we need to solve for X marks the spot.
I should have ye keeled hold for that, Pythagoras.
He's right, though, Captain. If we triangulate from this position, it becomes obvious that the treasure is actually buried over there, where it would appear that theta actually marks the spot.
Right. Well, let's dig it up anyway, me hearties. Excellent work, me proud beauties. By me coonskin cap, I've never seen such a huge treasure chest. Let's open it up, then.
Sacre coeur! It is empty!
That sucks, but...
Hold, messmates. There's some kind of message pinned to the inside of the chest. It reads... If you found this note, then it means you found the treasure of the theory of everything. Where is the treasure, you ask? Why, it's been inside you all along.
So which one of us do we cut open?
I say we draw straws.
Oh, wait, you blackguards. I think the note is metaphorical. It means your spirit.
Well, can we cut open someone's spirit?
No, Aquinas was on the other boat.
Well, this is hella lame.
I agree.
Let's go invent the internet instead.
Yarr!
Yarr!
Yarr! Yarr!